Mwanza. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda says government must consider setting the floor price of a 50 kg bag of maize at 400 kwacha in the 2026-2027 crop marketing season in a bid to empower farmers. Mr. Banda says the increase from 340 kwacha to 400 kwacha would be a clear sign and message that government is committed to supporting farmers. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said 400 kwacha would be a decent price to ensure that all the costs farmers incur are adequately covered. The country is still facing high prices of fertilizer, seeds and pesticides, which should be considered in the final buying price, said Mr. Banda. He said there is also need for government to factor in the transport costs that farmers incur. Mr. Banda has, however, expressed optimism that government has put in place the necessary measures to ensure that farmers are paid on time, unlike what transpired last year, a situation he said should never be repeated.
And the question, I'm still sticking to that. Trying to ask the FRA, please, FRA, please remember the farmers. You know, I come from, you know, most of my family members really live on the land. We're land people, so what we produce on the land is what makes as pay school fees. So we want good prices and good incentives, policies that, you know, shape us so that, you know, we don't have to be stressing the people in town for us to survive in the rural villages. Because, you know, if you don't get sufficient, if the margins are so small because of these high fertilizer prices, obviously, you know.
The Operation Young Vote, OIV, has condemned the recent appointments made by President Hakainde Hichilema at the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, saying it raises concerns of neutrality. Recently, President Hichilema made appointments at ECZ, which saw the appointment of Mr. Zevyanji Sinkala, who is reportedly affiliated with the United Party for National Development, UPND. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, OIV Executive Director Guest Nyirenda noted the need for appointing authorities to always ensure that people being appointed at such institutions are not affiliated with their parties to avoid controversy. Mr. Nyirenda expressed concern that such appointments might only be beneficial to party members, which might erode public confidence in the commission. Such appointments raise a lot of questions to the public, which in the end might erode public confidence in the institution, said Mr. Nyirenda. He has since called on the president to analyze before making such appointments to avoid suspicion and avoid his credibility being questioned.
I think it would work well. It would be very great move by the president to, first of all, work, sit back and begin to, you know, analyze some of these things. We know probably there could be issues with handlers and so on and so forth. But I think at the end of the day, the president is the one who becomes answerable. But also, the buck stops at him. Everything that is done, especially in these institutions, everyone looks to him to say he is the one that has done it, even probably when recommendations have come from elsewhere.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has expressed concern over the manner in which the Zambia Police Service recently conducted the recruitment of more than 4,000 security personnel. EFZ Executive Director Alan Kasungami says the recruitment exercise fell short of the standards that the current government has followed in other public sector recruitment processes since assuming office. However, the Zambia Police Service clarified that the recent recruitment was based on internal advertisements targeting qualified civilian employees within the service, giving them an opportunity to transition into the regular police establishment. The service further stated that several positions were also offered to candidates who remained on the waiting list in the database from the 2023 recruitment exercise, as well as to individuals with essential technical and trade skills. But speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Kasungami said that the number of people recruited was too large and should have gone through the same open recruitment process applied in other sectors. This precedent is frightening, and most Zambians may lose hope and trust in the process altogether, said Reverend Kasungami. He has therefore called for the suspension of the process until the positions are re-advertised and the correct procedures are followed.
We call upon Zambia police to advertise these positions because we have a lot of youth, young people that are yearning and wanting to join the police. This is not just bad for the nation, it's bad for the institution itself, because when the police recruit publicly, that is also a way of providing a vetting process. This process in itself is not right, it's unethical.
Meanwhile, the opposition Gordon Party of Zambia, GPZ, has called for the cancellation of the recently concluded police internal recruitment process. Zambia police recently concluded the internal recruitment process of police officers, which was only advertised to qualified civilian employees within the service and to individuals who remained on the waiting list in the database from the 2023 recruitment exercise. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Party President Jackson Silawe condemned the process, saying it is a scandal which lacks transparency and needs to be corrected. Mr. Silawe expressed disappointment that an internal recruitment was conducted at a time when the country is still grappling with higher unemployment. It is the first time that internal recruitment is happening in the history of Zambia. It is disappointing the country can be having such a recruitment when it is still facing higher unemployment, said Mr. Silawe. He expressed worry that this move does not only raise fear of the future among the general populace, but raises questions, suspicion and mistrust. Mr. Silawe has since called on President Hage Hichilema to exercise his authority by cancelling the process, reminding the importance of gaining public trust by embarking on something that is transparent.
The matter is about transparency. And as long as transparency is not exhibited in the way the command acted this operation, it will raise a lot of questions. Now we are discovering that if officers within the command did not know that this was taking place. So I think it's important to lose face by cancelling it and gain public trust by embarking in a process that is transparent.
In African news, Pope Leo XIV wants to turn the world's attention to Africa, according to a senior Vatican official, as he embarks on a significant tour of the continent addressing themes of peace, migration and dialogue between religions. The 11-day trip, which starts on Monday, is Pope Leo's second major foreign visit since being elected to the papacy in May last year, and is a reflection of Africa's increasing importance to Catholicism. More than a fifth of the world's Catholics are in Africa, some 288 million people, according to the figures from 2024. It is one of the fastest growing regions for the Church. The Vatican says its latest survey shows a remarkable increase in the number of baptized Catholics on the continent. Coming up shortly, Israel steps up strikes on Lebanon and Hezbollah attacks continue as talks loom. This and more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Israeli airstrikes and Hezbollah rocket attacks intensified over the weekend in southern Lebanon and northern Israel as both parties signaled the war would continue despite diplomatic efforts. Lebanon's health ministry said that since fighting renewed on 2nd March after a Hezbollah attack on Israel, Israeli attacks have killed 2,055 people, including 167 since Friday. 12 Israeli soldiers and 2 civilians have been killed by Hezbollah over the same period, Israeli authorities say. Fighting has continued despite a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, which Israel says does not apply to its campaign in Lebanon. Lebanese, Israeli and U.S. officials are due to hold talks in Washington on Tuesday. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda says government must consider setting the floor price